Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Pianist Randy Weston is almost always noted for his exceptional physical height, but he also stands tall as the author of jazz standards such as Little Niles, High Fly, and numerous other pieces of note. His compositional legacy has been built on blues, appealing and percussive melodic figures, waltz times, and African rhythms. We'll hear his music for the next hour, performed by Booker Ervin, Gigi Grice and Donald Byrd, Betty Carter, John Hendricks, and Weston himself. It's the Randy Weston Songbook, coming up next on Nightlights. pianist Randy Weston performing his composition Zulu, a 1963 recording of a tune Weston had written in the 1950s, which really reveals the influence of Weston's friend Thelonious Monk, and maybe Herbie Nichols as well. The title coming from an anthropologist who told Weston that he had the head of a Zulu. That's from Weston's album High Life, one of the first recordings he made after a very significant trip to Africa. It's the music of pianist Randy Weston on this edition of Nightlights. Weston came out of the Brooklyn jazz scene of the late 1940s and 50s, influenced by friends and figures such as Max Roach, Coleman Hawkins, and Thelonious Monk. His father was from Panama and his mother from Virginia, and they respectively exposed him to West Indian calypso and African American church music. His early musical experiences included playing with Bull Moose Jackson's R&B band, and he also spent a lot of time taking in the arts culture of the Berkshire Mountains in the 1950s, striking up an influential friendship with jazz critic Marshall Stearns in the process. In the mid-1950s, he began to record for Riverside and won the Downbeat Critics poll as New Star of the Year, launching his long career as a committed, searching, and creatively compelling jazz artist. One of the most significant ways in which Weston has made his mark is as a composer. He told Ira Gitler in 1964 that he thought that's what his true musical gift was. Weston's compositions pull together a wide range of influences, from Monk and bebop to African and Caribbean music. If you want to talk about multicultural jazz, he's definitely somebody to include in the conversation. Early on, he worked frequently in a waltz mode, unusual for that time in jazz, and we'll start off with two of his waltzes, Randy Weston and Pam's Waltz on Nightlights. Thank you. alto saxophonist Gigi Grice and trumpeter Donald Byrd doing Randy Weston's Little Niles from their 1957 album Jazz Lab, one of the first recordings of what would become one of Weston's most popular tunes. Weston himself before that with Pam's Waltz from his 1958 album Little Niles, that title a reference to Weston's son and Pam's Waltz a reference to Weston's daughter, both compositions inspired by watching his children at play. One of Weston's most important writing collaborators was trombonist and arranger Melba Liston, who worked with him throughout his career on many of his most important projects, and whom Weston was always insistent about giving credit to, even writing a scolding letter to Downbeat in 1964 for not mentioning her contributions to his work in an article about him. Here's Randy Weston in 1958 live at the Five Spot and joined by Coleman Hawkins and Kenny Dorham doing Melba Liston's arrangement of his fast-rising jazz standard, one with a title that he said alluded to his perspective on life from a height of 6'8", High Fly on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Randy Weston performing his composition High Fly at the Five Spot in New York City in 1958, with an early idol of his, Coleman Hawkins, on tenor sax, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Wilbur Little on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. I'll have more of the music of Randy Weston in just a few moments. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to the Randy Weston Songbook on Nightlights. I'm playing the music of Randy Weston on this edition of Nightlights, and over the years a number of jazz singers have performed Weston's tunes, sometimes with lyrics they've added themselves. John Hendricks penned words for several Weston compositions, including the oft-heard High Fly and Little Niles. We'll hear two lesser-known Weston songs with contributions from Hendricks now, starting with Betty Carter and Babe's Blues on Nightlights.
All children found Babe's Blues around. Blues made them cry. Unlike adults, have fewer faults, and as a rule, they're pretty cool. They meet blues, they greet blues, then beat blues. Kids take a fall, but like a ball, bounce up again. They'll shed a tear to fool a fear. They're not afraid, they've got it made. Kids meet blues, then beat blues, and beat blues. Small girls and boys treat blues as toys, like in a game. Blues come their way most every day. Kids let them in, don't let them win. Kids make blues, then fake blues, then shake blues.
Love, who knows about love? And even those who do know don't reveal it. Back when you just a waste of time. Once you'd flirt discreetly, now you give completely. That's pretty strange. Can try to play at love, even be blasé at love. But although you doubt it, you can't live without it. That's pretty strange. Love, who knows about love? And even those who do know can't. Love can make you cry sometimes, like you wanna die sometimes. But when crying's done, then love is so much fun. That's pretty strange.
John Henricks singing lyrics he wrote for Randy Weston's melody on Pretty Strange from his 1959 album A Good Get Together. The backing musicians there including Nat and Cannonball Adderley and guitarist Wes Montgomery. Trumpeter Johnny Coles also recorded a really beautiful instrumental version of that piece. Betty Carter before that doing another Weston melody with Henricks' words, Babe's Blues, from her 1958 album Out There with Betty Carter. In 1961, Randy Weston visited Africa with an American delegation that included poet Langston Hughes, singer Nina Simone, and bandleader Lionel Hampton. The emerging African nation independence movements were a source of inspiration to many black artists at the time, and Weston had just recorded a four-part suite, Uhuru Africa, as a salute to such movements, with arrangements by Melba Liston and lyrics contributed by Hughes. Uhuru Africa also brought Weston's interest in African rhythms to the forefront. He would later tell journalist Valerie Wilmer that hearing African music had intensified the part that rhythm played in his composing process. Recalling his first visit to Africa, he said, "We got off the plane and all of a sudden we heard the sound of drums. I knew then that this was my homeland." We'll hear the third movement from Uhuru Africa, and we'll also hear from one of the musicians who accompanied Weston to Africa and who was one of his favorite sidemen, tenor saxophonist Booker Irvin, playing a Weston tune from his album, The Freedom Book. First, Randy Weston and Bantu on Nightlights. Tenor saxophonist and a longtime Randy Weston sideman Booker Ervin performing Weston's Cry Me Not from Ervin's 1964 album The Freedom Book. Jackie Byard on piano, Richard Davis on bass, and Alan Dawson on drums. Weston before that with Bantu, the third movement of his 1961 album Uhuru Africa. Randy Weston moved to Morocco for several years in the late 1960s and early 1970s, returned to the United States and recorded sporadically, then began a vigorous run of new recordings at the end of the 1980s, one of which, the double disc The Spirits of Our Ancestors, celebrated African musical heritage and revisited a number of his earlier compositions. Melba Liston, who had suffered a stroke, learned to use a computer and write with her left hand in order to do the arrangements for the album, which serves as one of the best testaments to Weston's creed of music as a unifying ancient force and global culture's musical roots in Africa. I'll close with a tune from The Spirits of Our Ancestors that Weston wrote to celebrate the black communal culture of the Brooklyn area in which he grew up, African Village Bedford Stuyvesant, on Nightlights.
Thank you. Thank you.
I close with Randy Weston's African Village Bedford-Stuyvesant II from his 1992 release, The Spirits of Our Ancestors. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com, and from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Our engineer is John Shelton, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.